This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What's on your mind, folks? Pick up that phone and let me know. We have had a busy week. We have a busy show today, but we begin with, as we always do, an opportunity just to kind of talk about what's on your mind. My mind is a muddled mess, so it's better that you, in fact, take the reins here for a little while and just tell me what you'd like to say about anything. I always, if anything keeps me up at night, I do sleep well, thanks to that MyPillow, but if anything does keep me up at night, it's usually related to wondering if we're missing a story, if we're missing a concern. You know, it's sort of like the early stages of this drought a number of months ago. A number of you were calling, and we tried to get right on that, try to be very helpful to make sure we got answers, get all these different you know, at least cover the different things that were going on. Certainly, Governor Burgum done a fabulous job of all the drought listening sessions, along with Doug Goring, the Ag Commissioner, and Congressman Kramer, and getting the USDA on the phone and the top official at the USDA, and, you know, matching up folks who have hay with those that need hay. And you know, now you've obviously weighed out a little bit. So that you know, that was one that was an example. I think we had our ear to the ground pretty good there, and said, how can we help? I don't like missing any of those. So if there's something out there that's a concern, please let us know. We want to be on top of it, okay? Or just something you think should be said that hasn't been said, or something in the news that has you concerned that needs somebody to say something, that's what we're here for. You call us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can email me, 701-367-2054, or Todd at 701-226-8503. There you go. Todd, what's on your mind today? Pressing question do you have?
Everybody in Bismarck, Mandan, back to school today, and I realize folks out your way have already gone back, but kind of a whole different world. Everybody needs to just drive a little bit more cautiously, a little bit more alertly. Not that we ever should have gone on a lower alert to begin with, but there's more activity going on out there, so careful, folks.
Partially one of the reasons I'm a muddled mess today, because our youngest daughter, the last one home, is starting high school. And school, actually, for our kids go to the Catholic school network, John Paul II schools with Shanley and Sullivan. Started on Tuesday, but I was, where was I Tuesday, Todd? You'd know. I forget where I was. Grand Forks, I think, and yesterday out at the Delta Marriott with Congressman Kramer for the Broadcasters Association, which was a nice event. And then, so today was my first day, and of course, our daughter Hannah left last night for college. So, it just is hard. You know,
so you're filling
I don't
up your closet full of Yale stuff now, or how's that going to work?
I have one sweatshirt. I'm not going to go too crazy because they're a bunch of left-wing loons. But, you know, my daughter's there, so I have to balance it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, exactly. I mean, now we're starting the process of reeling them in, or reining them in either way.
And I have connected her with a number of conservative friends of mine that have, you know, political types, you know, that have been out east that are conservative, that have Yale history, and there are conservative professors there and good circles there. There's a good...
I'm sure there's got to be some.
Wonderful Catholic church that has some enormous history to it, St. Mary's. In fact, entombed there is the founder of the KCs, the Knights of Columbus, that do so much good work, so much good charitable work in communities all around the country. So there's faith elements and some conservative things, but you really got to search out them and find them. And, of course, the reputation of the schools, you know, beyond pale. So it's just that she's there to be a light. And once she's a light, I'll wear a little more apparel. But it was tough. It just, you know, I cried. You know, I got home last night about 6 o'clock, and they were all gone. My wife and our daughter Hannah and our daughter Haley. And They were getting their hair done and getting all ready for them to head to the airport. And, you know, then came home and did the final pack up, get the car all loaded up. And I was there home all alone for an hour. And even the dogs are looking at me like, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? It's just so, you know, when you think about that little girl's been under that roof in that house for, 14 years. And now she's not there anymore, you know, since we moved to Fargo when she was just a little toddler. But anyway, it's the way it's supposed to be. This is the way it's supposed to be. You know, you do everything you can do as a parent, and then you send them off. And I know I'm not talking about anything that that the vast majority of this audience hasn't endured at one point or another, so I don't feel like I'm bearing some awful burden. I'm just telling you, being honest. So you tell me what's on your mind today. I want to know, okay? 800-228-0550. We have a busy program today, and it is a good one. We have the lead attorney for the Dakota Access Pipeline site coming at the bottom of the hour. Mike Bowie's his name. You might have seen him on. He's a fairly regular contributor on legal issues, and he is the lead attorney on this case from this firm, so we're going to dig into that today a little bit. We're also going to, I don't want to depress you, but I do want you to be aware, I'm going to talk about a new book that's out called Pulse Attack. And the book is alarming in that there is a threat that we don't think about very often in this country. In what could be done to shut down the power grid and many other things. So it's caught my interest, especially with North Korea and the news and their plan. So we're going to deal with that. Chris Berg will be here. He and I have a little difference of opinion on Donald Trump and whether or not he ought to rip on the media or, you know, pick these fights, if you will, in the rallies. I think it's who he is. I think it's why he got here. And I think the second he stopped doing that, a lot of the energy and enthusiasm for him would go away. So we're going to have a little battle about that. And then Randy Hotzenbuehler will be here. New York Times even discovered the beauty of Medora. I love it. And there's a story in the New York Times today, folks, about our own Medora. And so Randy Hotzenbuehler will be here. I caught up with him when I was there this weekend. And there's a lot yet to happen at Medora, and certainly the future is bright as well. So we look forward to that. But if you haven't got there yet, we're getting down there. I think about, 16, 17 days left of the musical? So get on out there. Gene, Valley City, let's go to you first here at 800-228-0550. Tell me what's on your mind.
Good morning, Scott. You're talking about the hay lottery and everything. There's more issues with cattle than there is than just the hay.
All right, lay it on me.
All right. RCAF USA is having a convention in Rapid City this weekend. Bill Bullard will be, Bill Bullard, you remember when you had, who would you like to have for a guest on your show? And I suggested Bill Bullard, president of RCAF USA. Saturday night, Tommy Lauren will be speaking. She's the keynote speaker. Her uncle is a rancher in central South Dakota. There's more issues than hay, Scott. It's trade and fair trade. Beef exports, beef imports. We're losing. This is why Trump was elected.
Exactly right. If you had to make, so Tommy Lauren is speaking at this event, and that is where and when?
That is at, some big motel or hotel in Rapid City on Saturday night. She's the keynote speaker.
And the group again is?
RCAF USA Convention.
All right. Well, let me do a little, we've had Tommy on before, but we can have her back. I was on her show when she was still part of the Blaze. She covered the Dakota Access Pipeline as well as anybody, she's an impressive lady. I'd forgotten that there was a connection to her in a ranch in South Dakota. That's kind of cool. So we'll see if we can get one or the other. Bill, your other suggestion or Tommy on. Appreciate the call. Tony, traveling to 994. What's on your mind?
Hey Scott, how are you doing today?
Good sir. How are you?
Well, not too bad. I just got a question for you and Todd and Manny. Maybe you guys can understand this. I drive a lot for a living, and you know what? There's a lot of road construction. I have a lot of respect for those people keeping our infrastructure going. But I don't understand these people when you come into a road construction and it says left lane closed 1 mile ahead. Everybody veer to the right, right? No. We got to have these people that got to wait to the last minute to get in the right lane. Are they the swamp people? Or are they eco-terrorist people? What's on their mind? I don't get it. I don't get it. I see this all the time. I sit out there and put a smile on somebody's face because I just think they're idiots. But anyway, it's just my opinion.
I have been that. I must admit, I have been that idiot before. I think it's human nature, you know, because you see this law, you think, oh, I'm gonna scoot up the line a little bit, but it is rude. And
at the last minute, then when everybody gets up to speed, guess what? You pass that person. And it's like, really, dude? You can't read that sign that says.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I see. I thought you were saying they were scooting ahead there and not merging over and then trying to budge. You're saying they end up stuck over there because they weren't paying attention. Well, they probably were texting and driving, Tony. Thanks for the call.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassles. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our Grassy Deer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net, deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. The Delta.
Hi, I'm Peter Stendrum, president of First International Bank and Trust. From humble beginnings in 1910, our four-generation family-owned business has been delivering on our promise to help dreams come true, one customer at a time. Our style of banking places the focus on you first and your overall experience. We keep your best interests in mind and strive to provide smart financial solutions that improve and simplify your life. We're First International Bank and Trust. How can we help you?
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The addition of the Dakota Access Pipeline has prompted a seismic shift of oil by pipeline versus rail. Len Helms, the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, explains.
We saw the market share for crude by rail drop 20%. So it was a huge market share shift from roughly 51% of our crude oil being shipped by pipeline to now 70%. The actual volumes being moved by rail estimated have gone from 300,000 barrels a day over the recent months, probably the last year or so, have dropped now to less than 100,000 barrels a day, down in somewhere around 80,000 to 90,000 barrels a day moving by rail. And so it's going to really impact our rail crude shipping facilities. So it does create some opportunity for people that want to move natural gas liquids or maybe get into the liquefied natural gas business. There's going to be some infrastructure available that they could retool to ship those products.
Len Helms joins us on the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterone, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Asked me a very interesting question by text, and I'm not sure I'm equipped to answer, but in any factual, official way, but my gut reaction answer would be this. The question is, do you think during this time of year that there are more North Dakotans working outside or inside? It's a question because obviously the rural areas would be less populated than the metro areas. So you're going to have a fair amount of people in cities working inside. But, to me, just in general, this time of year, especially harvest in the summer, people don't sit still much. They don't sit in front of the TV. They don't, I think if you were counting heads, there's probably more people in, but I would say this, like, for instance, how many people watch TV in the summer? For one, I never watch TV. I just don't do it. Don't have time for it. I'm on the go. You know, that's why we love the radio biz, because you can take us with you, right? We're the portable medium. We can go anywhere you want. And, TV maybe in the dead of winter more, but summertime, man. You watch TV in the summertime?
Rarely, but occasionally.
All right.
That's why God created winter.
Drive us back inside, you think? That's the deal?
Exactly.
We love our callers here.
If we realize, hey, we can go outside, then shut the TV off and go outside for a change.
Yeah, there you go. 800-228-0550. What's on your mind? Tell me. Bottom of the hour, we're going to talk with the lead attorney on the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. 10 o'clock, Anthony Theory, who is a columnist, a broadcaster, and now an author. The book, Pulse Attack, the real story behind the secret weapon that can destroy North America. I'm all about the cheery topics here on the program, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Burr, too, from the 630 Point of View. You watch him on West Dakota Fox and KX4. And also Andy Hotzenbuehler from Medora. All to come. In the meantime, we've got a little time to chat. We love our callers here on the program, and we encourage you to be part of the program, 800-228-0550. Every day we celebrate a call of the day. Our friends at Delta Constructors help us do that. They're providing global solutions for the oil and gas industry. Online at deltaconstructors.net. You can give Eric a call at 406-250-8151. They do it all. Turnkey well site services. All right. Let's see what the call of the day from yesterday was. Let's get Bill back in here and find out what is on his mind.
Our president is fighting that 40 or 45 years of embedded corruption and cronyism in our representatives and senators and how things work in Washington. And I think what you've seen last night is that his way of getting back to the people and getting the support of the people behind him, because our senators, our representatives do not support the people who voted Trump into office. This is a huge problem. And in order for him to get any kind of movement on anything, the people got to get involved and get pressure on the representatives and the senators. The seriousness of this country with the debt and the problems that we have coming down the pipe, if things don't get straightened out here, we're all in real big trouble.
He was just basically suggesting you've got to be more vocal, more active, and letting your members of Congress know that you're with Trump, and then the agenda will get done. And that's how you'll be judged. No doubt about it. So our next caller is fishing on the river. What river would that be, Gary?
By Fort Rice.
I didn't hear you. Say that one more time.
On the river by Fort Rice down here. Anyway,
Lucky guy.
Anyway, the comment I got is about the road construction, too, on between Bismarck and Mandan here. I mean, it's so stupid. It's like, the last guy that was on here had a good point. There's people driving on that road. The speed limit is 45 going across the bridge. And you got these idiots that, like you said, they think they can drive all the way to the front and try to merge in. What do you think that does? It slows down traffic. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm just trying to picture, you're saying it slows down traffic by the guy being a bonehead and going all the way to the front, can't get in, slows down traffic because he has to at some point nudge his way in, you mean?
Yeah, he's got to nudge his way in.
Yeah, and then messes it up more. I mean, that's just because it seems like common courtesy to me. But I don't think it's unintentional. I think the guy's being a bonehead. I'm thinking they're not paying attention.
Well, they're paying attention, but they're stupid. They think, I'm going to go all the way to the front. I'll get in when I get up in front. In the meantime, what happens is everybody's sitting there waiting for this idiot to get in. And you're supposed to show courtesy and let them get in then. You know, so why don't you just merge over like everybody else does and show a little bit more respect. I just don't understand that. You know, they think they're going to get someplace faster. You know, and they're not. It holds everybody else up.
Yeah, there's little petty things that drive me crazy, too. We're due for a pet peeve day here one of these days and go through a few of them. But, you know, my personal favorite is when the light goes green and nobody moves. Nobody moves.
Either that or when the light does turn red and green on the other side, there's always these other three or four people that think they can get through the red light before the traffic goes.
And that's a crime. I mean, not be doing it. That's a traffic offense, you know.
It's just so stupid at that. You know, my light's green. I'm ready to go. Meantime, I gotta let some other idiots go through before I can go.
I'm with you. Are you catching anything?
No, they're not fighting today.
That's why you have time to call us, and that's all right, too, once in a while. Thank you, Gary. Appreciate that.
Had a little break there.
All right. I love it. Appreciate you calling.
We'll see you later. Yep. Bye.
Wherever you're listening, whatever you're doing, it warms our heart when you let us know. Shoot us a text with a photo. Love that when you do that. There might be a MyPillow in your future if you do that today. 701-258-0550. Steve in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Hey, I just wanted to respond to Gary there and let him know there's another side to that coin. I've lived in a couple metro areas, and in the metro areas, we do what's called a zipper merge, and that's probably what most of these people are doing there. They're going to the front. We understand in metro areas that if you do the Minnesota Nice thing and merge early, you're going to cause a huge backup. And I've noticed it around here more and more as traffic gets heavier in this area, too. But actually, I was just looking online, too. Saskatoon is looking at actually putting signs up saying, hey, we're doing a zipper merge here. Everybody get to the front and you weave in one after the other. It's the most efficient way, and it causes the least amount of congestion.
Well, that's like speaking Chinese in the middle of North Dakota, though. I think I've never heard of a zipper merge. How do people get that down? Maybe it's sort of like the roundabouts, right? I mean, we thought that was the craziest thing ever, and then you get used to them after a while.
You know, when the I-94 project started here in Bismarck, Mandan, we had them on K-Fire 550, and they brought that up. They brought up that they kind of want everybody to do the zipper merge thing. If everybody used two lanes until it actually is funneled down to one and then merge into one at that point.
Anything else quick, Steve?
That's kind of what they're shooting for. I watched the Highway Patrol do it yesterday, too, in fact.
You're on to something.
Let's drop the Minnesota Nice when there's bigger rules involved.
Interesting. Appreciate the call. Our listeners are the best. Great ideas. More coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
We're with Vince from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, to talk about the Splash family of pools. There's no better place in summer to be than in a pool. And you can have one soon from Vince and the crew at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Why is this one the best?
Because, Scott, it's an above-ground pool that you can set up in less than a half hour. We call it a permanent pool. You set up temporarily, but you can leave it up year-round. This is a commercial-grade pool. Matter of fact, it's used commercially all over the world. Our customers come in. They might be looking for an in-ground pool, but when you find out how much that is compared to the Splash Super Pool and the things you can do with that, it becomes an easy decision. It's great summer fun, and you don't have to go away for vacation. You can stay in your own backyard.
Saves you money, too, from an in-ground, right?
A lot of money. Plus, like I said, it's an investment. You can take it with you, or you could even sell it, like if you want to move and get rid of it. Kids are gone to school, whatever. You can sell it.
Best of all, enjoy summer in it. From Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, too, online at hotspringnd.com. Stop and see them.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
What's on your mind is made possible in part by our friends at a Coalition for Secure Energy Future. This coalition is doing some great work. Next hour, we're going to talk about that new book, Pulse Attack. You talk about what North Korea could deliver here in a way of a pulse attack. I tell you what, folks, that's why you need reliable energy to fight against the what-ifs of the world, the attacks on the power grid. And the lignite industry has delivered that for decades right here. Affordable energy, reliable energy. But it's under attack from many fronts. And while that may be better under this administration, many of the people who have designs to take this industry out have not gone away. So your support is necessary in the way of just being vocal about it, being informed about it. And you can do that at SecureEnergyFuture.org, SecureEnergyFuture.org. We are pleased to be joined today by the lead attorney on the Dakota Access Pipeline protests, representing Energy Partners. This is the Dakota Access Pipeline, and the lawsuit is over the protest, and how those certainly cross the line from someone's First Amendment rights being utilized to racketeering, to eco-terrorism. Michael Bowie's with Kasowitz, Benson, Torres, and Friedman, and is representing Energy Transfer Partners in this lawsuit. Appreciate you joining us. Michael, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Now, I know you well enough to know, I mean, not personally, but know your reputation well enough to know that when you and your firm are involved in something like this, you see this as a, obviously, not just a typical lawsuit. What's different about this one? What stands out about this particular case in your mind?
Well, I think what stands out in this case is just how over the line and how egregious the conduct was in terms of basically hijacking, you know, the local tribes' legitimate interests in being heard and protesting however it wanted, and then basically these sort of international environmental groups hijacking that cause and infiltrating eco-terrorists into the camps and then turning what were peaceful, legitimate protests into, you know, violent protests with criminal destruction of property, attempts to destroy the pipelines, attempts to hurt people. What's really amazing about, I don't remember the old movie, The Wag the Dog, where, you know, the movie was about a Hollywood producer who basically produces a movie about a war, a non-existent war, and then they broadcast that as news. They created this maelstrom up there with all this criminal behavior, and then they broadcast it sort of throughout the world with the lies associated with it, that the pipeline was being built over the Native American land, over their objection, without consultation, that sacred sites were being bulldozed. All of that was untrue, but it took on a reality of its own that they then basically, you know, raised money off of.
And some of the groups behind this, I've called them eco-terrorisms for a long time. I think Chris Morgan Valley News Live the Point of View program was the first to coin that, and I was saying, you know, thugs and stuff, but just trying to describe the behavior of them, but it, you know, couldn't find the right, you know, description. But eco-terrorism, which I see you guys are also alleging terrorism in here, makes total sense. I want to talk about that, but it's not new. I mean, these people have done this in many places, and I've looked into this situation in Canada with a Canadian timber company up there called Resolute that is the largest they're a big player in the paper world is what I'm trying to say. And I know you're familiar with the case because I believe you guys were part of that case. This is their MO is what I'm trying to say. This is what they do. This is what they're trying to be ultimately take their opposition to a different level. And as you say, then it becomes violent and it also is out to destroy the reputation of companies. This is their playbook, right?
Right, and I think the important thing for people to understand, there's many important things people understand, but one of them is that it is completely divorced from any real environmental cause, which is part of our suit. So we have, you know, obviously many, many people, probably the vast majority of people, I think, care about the environment. And, you know, you have simple people, regular people, like my mom and dad or something, might donate money to something, hard-earned money. They don't have a lot of it. Donate it to a cause because they feel they see something on TV or they see something on the Internet, and they feel strongly that that's not right. The problem is it's entirely manufactured. It's a fiction. So, you know, in the case of, you mentioned Resolute, in the case of Resolute, Greenpeace, just simply broadcast, you know, constantly that it was destroying the boreal forest. But the fact of the matter is, you know, it doesn't even log in anything, you know, approaching a percentage of the forest, and then it's always replanted. It's planted a billion trees. So it's sort of like saying if I took a bucket of a child's pail of sand off a beach and then returned a pail the next day, I was destroying the beach. It's completely made up. And in this case, the lies are even more egregious. Here, it was just completely false to say this pipeline was being built over the Native American land and over their objection. It was completely false to say that sacred sites were being bulldozed and ignored. It was completely false to say that no consultation was done before they did any of this. It was completely false to say that the company was engaging in like fascist type conduct by attacking protesters. And the reality was that it was these rogue groups that the defendants put into the camps who incited all that. And then videotaped, out of context, people trying to defend themselves from attacks and said that the protesters were being attacked. It was entirely made up. And so it doesn't serve any environmental purpose. Certainly there are legitimate environmental issues and concerns out there that are worthy of true environmental groups' attention, but some of those aren't sexy enough to raise money. And so what's happened over the last many numbers of years, you know, we haven't just seen it here, we've seen it in politics, we've seen it everywhere, is it becomes who can tell the best story to raise the most money, irrespective of whether or not it has anything to do with the actual merits. And, you know, that's really, it's unfair to the company, but it's also unfair to the many thousands or, you know, hundreds of thousands of people who care about causes and donate hard-earned money. And now they have to worry about whether they're donating their money to, you know, a complete another made-up story.
Can you share some of the more important evidence in this case that makes that point? Where where's this money coming from to do all the things you're talking about?
Well, look, I think the evidence in the case I've sort of talked about. I mean, the evidence in the case, you know, really begins with the lies that I went through. This isn't a situation where you're arguing over an interpretation of something. It's just completely made up, and it takes on a life of its own, and then they disseminate it through every means possible, through their internet, through their platforms, through emails, through the news. They basically stage sort of videotape productions up there of incidents that they stage. They edit it. They send it around. And then they dupe people, regular people, to donate money that they use. But at the same time, you know, there is money that comes in from foundations and special interests where there's not very much transparency. to sort of generate this stuff. And you know, with respect to the infiltrators, you know, we have talked to people who were there who have told us that, you know, they were funded by one of these groups, and Greenpeace was raising money for them publicly. And they were using that money not simply to operate, but then they were using that money to go buy drugs, bring them into the camp, and then sell those drugs at an enormous profit to sort of people who were visiting there, people who were coming for, you know, some short period of time. And then who knows what they were using that money for. In addition, you know, they were sabotaging property. They were they were burning trucks. They were destroying sort of communications equipment and towers. At some point, they were trying to actually, you know, burn holes through the pipeline, which, of course, the tragic irony there is if they had succeeded, you know, they would have created exactly the type of catastrophe that they were claiming they were trying to avoid. You know, all of that is really, really extensive, persistent, and, you know, not isolated. It was obviously a well-orchestrated, well-funded, extremely well-produced operation.
Michael Bowie is with us today, lead attorney on the Energy Transfer Partners case against the Greenpeace is one, Earth First is another, and alleging violation of federal and state racketeering statutes. I mentioned earlier the term eco-terrorist is one that seemed to fit best for this activity that you've described. It's how we've described them here. You are alleging that in this case as well. What is the significance of that? What if that, if a court agrees it meets that legal threshold, what is the consequence?
You know, protesting is one thing. Obviously, we have no problem with people legitimately protesting. You know, attempting to destroy a pipeline obviously is another thing. Attempting to harm people physically is another thing. Attempting to, you know, destroy property and equipment that's designed to build, operate, and maintain the pipeline is another, because it obviously creates enormous dangers. And it is a violation of the Patriot Act to do so. And what it does is it's one of the elements that will allow us to prove our racketeering claim, and the racketeering claim comes with treble damages. So whatever your damages are, they're automatically tripled. But I think also what's most important about it is it's one of the several elements of this claim that to any regular person, when they see it, understands immediately and intuitively that this is not and a legitimate environmental protest.
We have about a minute left, then we'll take a break. So I want to just go get a quick answer in here, if we can, to the question. What's the finish line? The success of this effort will be judged how by you and Energy Transfer Partners?
Well, look, I mean, Energy Transfer Partners filed the lawsuit, you know, because it was targeted by certain so-called environmental groups for a malicious attack consisting of completely fabricated claims and violent criminal behavior. This is a good company. It's a responsible company with good, responsible people. And it believes, as a matter of principle, that those responsible for such reckless and dishonest behavior have to be held accountable for the severe harm they have caused. And they feel strongly, as a matter of principle, that they want their, you know, this is the best way for them to both hold those people responsible for the harm they caused, deter them from continuing to do this type of conduct to others, and to get the company's reputation back.
We'll take a short break, come back with more on what's on your mind. This story, and it's more than a story, this reality, what happened has disrupted the lives of many North Dakotans, and for a good portion of the last year. And very, very, especially our men and women in law enforcement having to defend against this, and of course landowners and everyone else. So thrilled we're getting to the bottom of this. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Every day, What's On Your Mind. 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. USA.
It's a big month of Interoffice Furniture and Design, and Levi's here to tell us more about what is happening. Sounds like it's an exciting time, huh?
Of course, Scott. We always have something exciting going on at Interoffice. The month of August is no exception. We're actually having our showroom refresh sale. We always try to keep our best and newest trends on the floor, but have limited space and need to make room for some of the new things we saw at Neocon. So the entire month of August, we're going to be offering 50% off our showroom furniture. So we're looking at 50% off the lowest ticketed price. That's going to include our clearance items. In fact, we even have a few classic Aerons that you'll be able to purchase for around $225. Standard prices, we're usually looking $700 to $1,200.
This is the time to buy, folks. Desks, will they be available too?
Yeah, we have a few modular workstations available, and we even have a beautiful maple wood veneer desk in credenza. So if you have a small business or just starting out, the sale is right up your alley. You'll be able to get top-quality commercial-grade furniture at unbelievable prices.
And if you mention you heard this ad on the flag, an additional 10% off your showroom purchase, so you could receive a total of 60% off the items on the showroom, and this is some of the most innovative furniture you'll find anywhere. Stop on out to Interoffice Showroom Refresh Sale, August only. Get there early. Items won't last long. And don't forget to mention AM 1100 The Flag. Interoffice Furniture and Design, downtown Fargo, interofficefargo.com, or call 232-3013.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
On What's On Your Mind. We lost our connection with Michael Bowie. We're going to try and get him back here. Just had a couple more questions for him, and otherwise we'll do that at another time. We do have Kelsey Warren, the chairman of Energy Transfer Partners, on Monday that will join us on the program as well. And a few calls coming in on this topic, too. Welcome them at 800-2- welcome more of them. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. After I tell you about our friends at Pfeiffer's, couple things on the calendar for September, days away, land auctions, real estate, land management, equipment auctions, Pipers now has online bidding as well. They have the Auction Center of North America in Steele, North Dakota. They're starting hay auctions now as well, doing those first Tuesday of the month. So mark that down on your calendar. A lot happening. And coming up on the calendar here, McKenzie County, an auction on the 7th of September. That's the first one I'd have you put right there on your calendar. On the 7th, that'll be 412 acres of land, McKenzie County. And a written bid lease on the 8th of September, McHenry County. Nelson County on the 14th of September, some land there. Acres in the farmstead of Nelson County on the 18th of September as well. And then next day, Lemoore County. So just check out Pipers.com or give them a call at 877-700-4099. Gordon in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Yes. Well, I was hoping to talk to this lawyer, but that's fine. So the big thing is that the state of North Dakota is coming out as the victim in all of this with the No Dapple protest. And I agree to some extent the state is a victim, but I also think they have a significant level of responsibility in what happened to the citizens of North Dakota over this protest, quote, protest. I think that the state should have shut it down immediately when it became violent. They should have brought in the National Guard and pushed those people out of there. And I think between the state of North Dakota and South Dakota, they both have responsibility for what happened out there.
Responsibility to whom?
To the citizens of North Dakota. This is costing us a ton of money as taxpayers because of all the crap that they let happen out there.
Yeah, but trust me, I think there was things that could have been done differently, and I think there was nobody in the state government that would tell you we were perfect. But I would say this. The perpetrators, in other words, if somebody breaks down the door to your house, comes in and causes all kinds of havoc, you say, well, you should have locked your door better.
On site.
You should have locked your door better. You know, I mean, that's kind of what you're saying. And I don't know who you now hold culpable for that. Well, you know, should have locked the door. Should have put the, 10 bolts on it rather than two. But I do think the state needs to do more to correct this. I do. I think the Attorney General's office they've told us they're working on something. Last time I talked to Wayne about this was, 6 months ago. And we're on it. It's coming. So I think time's a-wasting on that front. I think the same thing about the federal government. Fred and Wing, what's your take on this?
You mean Fred and Guam? I mean, yeah, it is Wing, I guess.
Did you go to Guam? You left us or what?
Kind of feel like we've been nuked by Korea out here this year with this drought. But I just wanted to say, there's a responsibility on the press out here. I'm hoping that this lawsuit addresses it because the press is represents a TV station, a radio station, a newspaper, and they all have obligations to the FCC. And that was not reported right. There was false reporting going. People were hurt because of false reporting. This protest grew and grew. It wasn't being reported on right. Right here in Bismarck, Fargo, all over the North Dakota press, the consequences of some of the reporting has to be almost a liability for some of these news agencies. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, no question about it. And I don't know, again, exposing it's the big thing, and I think that's what this lawsuit does. You heard him go through that laundry list of things that were said. The biggest thing was that people would just take things from social media and report it like it was true, and they were all manufacturing it. They were making it up. So, that's a big part of the problem, and I agree. They're culpable, but I think they're going to be culpable more in a sense of lack of credibility, loss of credibility, than they are in necessarily any kind of monetary pain or it tied in to the lawsuit in any way. But they're a very important cog in the eco-terrorism wheel, Fred. As usual, you're quite wise about it. We had some calls earlier about zipper merges. And one of our callers that called during the break Doesn't like the idea. Roll that one, Todd.
I just listened to your last caller about the zipper merge. He can take that zipper merge and shove it. I'm a truck driver, and I run all over the country, and it's just called no common courtesy anymore. All it is trying to beat you there so they can get ahead of you so you don't slow them down, or they're busy on their cell phone, or playing with their radio, or putting their makeup on, or texting, or whatever they're doing. There's just no common courtesy. As far as Minnesota drivers, there is no nice in Minnesota.
Ouch! Minnesota, you just got thrown under the bus. How about that?
Or the truck in this case.
Yeah, exactly right. All right. A whole other hour to go. Don't go away.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include machinery and equipment auctions in Mott, Bowman, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in McHenry, Sheridan, McKenzie, Dunn, Lemoore, Adams, Stark, and Logan counties in North Dakota, and Corson County in South Dakota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Hi, I'm Peter Stendrum, president of First International Bank and Trust. From humble beginnings in 1910, our four-generation family-owned business has been delivering on our promise to help dreams come true, one customer at a time. Our style of banking places the focus on you first and your overall experience. We keep your best interests in mind and strive to provide smart financial solutions that improve and simplify your life. We're First International Bank and Trust. How can we help you?
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.